There are 2 days of the week that really drain me, Monday and Friday. The reason why these days drain me have a lot to do with the task I have to do on these days, which includes strategy, finance, and managing others. People can also be draining. In fact, I have found the more successful you are, the more you will attract people drainers. Before you experience more drain, add some gain. I would encourage you to embark on a focus group of one, yourself, and research the root cause of what drains you. Certain tasks that you don't enjoy doing can definitely be attributed to drain, but so can the people you are surrounded by, many of whom are looking to feed off your energy until you have no more energy. The pitch challenge today: take inventory of who's tapping into your energy. Make a list of energy drainers and energy gainers, or those people who give you energy. Be more aware of who you are spending the majority of your time with by referring to this list, and try to spend more time with people you gain energy from versus the drainers. Just because someone is on the drainer list doesn't make him or her a bad person. Your child could drain you, for example. But be aware that if you spend a lot of time with a drainer, you need to add some people in your life that you gain energy from too. Drainers are attracted to successful gainers because they need energy to survive this battlefield we call life. But if you are a person who puts off a lot of energy, you too need even more energy to keep operating at such a positive position that allows you to share energy with others versus depleting your own. Protect your power by surrounding yourself with more gains and less drains.